It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Republican Congressman Jeff Herd broke with most of his party and voted to end President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Herd says it was a tough vote, but he stands by it.
I've heard a lot from our farmers, agricultural producers, manufacturers of all sizes across the district that these tariffs are not good for Colorado's 3rd District. And the Constitution is clear, and it's in the best interest of my district. And for me, that made the vote the right vote, and I stand by it.
Trump has threatened primary challenges against Republicans who voted to end the tariffs, and he's likely to veto the measure if it makes it to his desk. Colorado's other Republican representatives all voted to keep the tariffs in place. As the snow drought continues across the West, businesses in ski towns are having to cut workers or reduce hours. That's according to the Colorado Association of Ski Towns. Margaret Bowes says workers are often barely able to afford living in these places.
They need every hour of work they can get to pay the rent, to buy their groceries and put gas in their car. And even just having shifts cut by a shift or two a week can really impact their ability to be able to stay in these mountain communities.
Bowes says ski towns are concerned if workers leave, they won't come back, since it's often hard to find housing. More than 100 high school students held a rally at the state capitol yesterday calling for tighter gun laws. The event was part of an annual State House Advocacy Day for Colorado members of Students Demand Action. This year, students urged lawmakers to pass a bill expanding Colorado's existing ban on 3D printed ghost guns and their parts. They were joined at the rally by two of the bill's Democratic sponsors. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A few clouds today, highs reaching 60s. It's 6:06.